It's time for the Coach's Corner Show with your host, winner of six Section 5 titles, Coach Wayne Carroll. Now, here's Joel Orion and Coach Wayne Carroll.
Let's bring in the head coach of the Bath Haverling Rams, coming into his silver anniversary, his 25th season at Bath Haverling, 30th overall with a record of 170-92. He's in the top 10 all-time in Section 5. He's third on the active wins list in Section 5. He's 88th in New York State history. He's 23rd. Only 22 other head coaches adorn sidelines in New York State this weekend with more wins right now than head coach Wayne Carroll. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
That makes me sound really old. Wow.
Old but good at what you've done for the last 30 years. How was the off season? Were you able to rejuvenate?
Yeah, you know, and the thing that keeps me going is our staff is just unbelievable. And it's taken me, you know, a few years to get the staff that I really want. But the guys around me, you know, I can't put a price on those guys. And I wish I could pay those guys what they're worth. But, you know, it's fun to go to practice. You know, we all train together. You know, it's exciting. You know, it makes it really, it keeps me going. You know, if I didn't have these guys around me, you know, I wouldn't be doing it.
Before we move on to this year's team, real quickly, let's just reflect on the 2015 11-1 Section 5 Class C Far West Regional Champs. You made it to the New York State Class C Final Four, losing to eventual state champs Shenango Forks. Now that you're about 9 months removed from it, I know a lot of your focus now is on this year's team, but over the offseason, when you kind of reflected on the team, what is your long-lasting memories and thoughts of the 2015 Bath Haverling Rams?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, it was a lot of wins. Yeah. You know, that was a dream season, 11 wins. You know, I'll take that any year. 11 wins is a lot of games to win when you're a football team. So it was exciting. It was a dream. You know, and, you know, like all dreams, you got to wake up. Yep. And, you know, tonight I just told the kids, I said, you know, we can't live on last year's, you know, accolades. We have to make our own new chapters and write our own new book tonight. And, you know, tonight is chapter one.
Let's talk about this year's team. You always go up to a very competitive scrimmage at Hobart College. You went up last Saturday. Give me a feel for how you guys performed, and give me a grade on how you thought the team did in the scrimmage last Saturday.
Well, if I was grading us, we would get a solid C. You know, we are 2-2. We gave up quite a few touchdowns. You know, it was a C, you know, but we're really young, and, you know, we're just trying to get better each day. And, you know, I know we're going to be a better football team at the end of the year, but unfortunately, we got to play tonight.
Let's start out on the offensive side of the ball. You guys averaged 41 points per game last year. The offensive backfield pretty much intact with Ordway, Tyler Finch, and Connor DeDominick. The only major change at quarterback, three-year starter Michael Rice, who leaves with 23 victories, the most in program history. He has graduated. Jeremiah Kinner, who's been around the program for a few years, takes over the helm. Give me your thoughts. Even though this team has lost 39 players one way or another from last year to this year, your thoughts on this offensive backfield?
Right. You know, due to graduation and some unforeseen circumstances, you know, when you lose 39 players from a team and a program, there's going to be some holes. So, you know, I just told our guys, I said, you know, everybody has just got to mature quick, you know, and we are really counting on our running backs tonight. You know, we got to have our running backs. You know, we really didn't have a back over 100 yards at our scrimmage. So, you know, I talked to Finch and Ordway and DeDominick and Rinker, and I said, listen, you know, we have got to be you know, somebody's got to emerge as the feature back. You know, otherwise, you all got to get like 50 yards. You know, right. Otherwise, we're going to be unsuccessful tonight.
You did lose some key cogs on that offensive. You did lose some key cogs from the Hog Mollies up front. Ian Wallace, Casey Deming, Meshuga, Jacob Cup. What do you expect out of this offensive line this year, Coach?
Well, you know, I'm putting the pressure on our older guys. You know, we got a couple older guys on that line. Mm-hmm. You know, Taggart, you know, is an older guy. Betty, you know, Curtis Betty is an older guy. Chris Ward's an older guy. Brandon Clark, he's an older guy, you know. So we got some older guys on that line, and I'm really putting the pressure on them, and I'm going to challenge them, and we have got to be able to, you know, block and tackle better than Leroy. Otherwise, things don't look good.
Last year, you were one of the stingiest defenses in all of Section 5. The Blackshirts had several shutouts last year. Your thoughts on this year's version, the 2016 version of the Bath Haverling Rams Blackshirt defense?
Well, you know, the only problem with the Blackshirts this year is just, you know, a lot of them left. Yeah. You know, we had a lot of seniors, and we're just trying to, you know, plug up some holes. You know, we got Taggart back there, and, you know, he's pretty good. And, you know, we got Cup. You know, Connor Cup's going to be there. And Ward, Chris Ward. And we got Hockaday. You know, so we got a few guys that played on it last year. But, you know, we got some new guys out there. And, you know, I told our new guys that, you know, this is, you know, like a job interview.
Yep.
You know, this is your shot. Make it happen for yourself and, you know, nail down a starting job. Otherwise, we have to look and, you know, put the best team we can out there tonight.
Let's talk about some of these new players and top prospects that you're expecting big things from this season and maybe counting on tonight in this game against Leroy. Who are some of the players that have caught your eye in training camp or you've told them you're expecting some big things from them this year?
You know, we got a couple guys that, you know, and first of all, if it wasn't for the freshmen, you know, we got a couple freshmen with us, and we have about six sophomores. If it wasn't for the freshmen and the sophomores, we wouldn't have a team.
So wow.
I hope that our older guys appreciate these younger guys because without them, we wouldn't have enough numbers.
Right.
We're a little depleted, you know, with a lot of people ineligible tonight. But, you know, I got Aaron Northrup. Mm-hmm. He's getting a start at defensive tackle. You know, and he's up and coming. You got Tyler McGlenn. Mm-hmm. He's getting the shot, the other defensive tackle. Now, these guys don't have a lot of varsity experience, and they're only one-way guys, but we're hoping they're going to go. And Zach Tenney is going to get a start at defensive end, and Kyle Rinker is going to get a start at a corner, and Trevor Boss is going to get his first start at a corner. So, I mean, these are guys that, you know, just like a job interview, you do well, you stay in there, you get the job. If you don't do well in the interview, you don't get hired. Put it to them like that, and, you know, I'm just hoping that they come to play tonight and they pass the test.
Let's talk about your opponent here tonight at home, the Leroy Owaka Knights. You're 4-5 all-time against them. Last year, you beat them 32-6 at Leroy. Then there was a convincing victory in the Section 5 Class C semifinals at HFL, 44-0. Your thoughts on this team you're going to face here tonight?
Well, you know, I told the team that, you know, when you play Leroy, you play a tradition and you play a town. It's not a school. It's a town. You're playing everybody because their father played and their father played and everybody's dad played. And, you know, and when you're born in Leroy, you're born to be a football player. They live and breathe football. And so it's going to be they're going to bring their best game. And it's not going to be easy for us, you know, and hopefully we come out on the good end tonight. But when we play Leroy, it never feels like we're really killing them.
Right.
It never feels like it's a great win because it's just a fight right to the end. It's 48 minutes, and they will not give up.
Yep.
And they'll push you around, they'll hit, and they won't, you know, they don't sub.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't matter if they're up by 40 or down by 40, they won't sub.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter. They want to fight. They want to get their whole 48 minutes worth of football, and they are tough kids. And that's why no lead ever feels safe, you know. And you know that we've been through some games where we've been up big on people, and all of a sudden they came back. And that's the way it is when you play Leroy.
What's your scouting report on this team you'll face here tonight?
Well, you know, they have a very good quarterback back, and he'll probably be an all-league kind of guy, Lowry. And he was number 5 last year. I'm not sure what number he'll be wearing tonight, but, you know, he's a really good football player. Last year he played outside linebacker. And when you have your quarterback play an outside linebacker, he's a tough kid. He'll run the ball. He'll throw the ball. He had a lot of success throwing the ball last year. And he's more dangerous, I believe, when he's running the ball because he's fast. They have two of the top running backs back, 21 and 22. So, I mean, I expect them to come out and just run the football hard on us, running ISO and blast and coming right at us, not afraid a bit. And then one of their best weapons is a very tall 6'3" wide receiver, number one. So, I mean, if you can stop and contain those four gentlemen, you got a good shot to beat Leroy. But if you cannot contain the pass, because when you're 6'3", I mean, you're a big target out there, and he's got good hands, and he's caught some passes on us before. So they can throw, they can run, the quarterback can run. So they're a very explosive offense.
Do you believe team speed could play into tonight's game as well?
That is, you know, that's kind of stuff that keeps me up at night, you know, and you know, I'll wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and wonder if I could stop people, because, you know, you just don't know about their team speed till you get on the field. I do know that their team speed, overall speed, is a little faster than us. We came in a little slow this year, only having two players under a 5.40. That was Trevor Boss and Alex Hargrave. So that's only two players on our whole team that run under a 5.00, and they're going to come out and they're going to test us out, see how fast we really are.
It is the Coach's Corner on 98.3 WVIM with head coach Wayne Carroll. Let me ask you about week one, Coach. You are 21-8 all-time in week one games. You're 18-6 at Bath Haverling. You're 12-4 at home in week one games at Bath Haverling. You obviously are very good, 75% winning percentage in week one. You can be laser-focused on that opponent as soon as the schedule comes out. You know who you're going to face. You have months to get ready for it. But you also don't get to see that opponent play in person or on film from this year, this current squad. What is your thoughts about week one? Because it seems like you really do like that week one matchup. You're very good in week one.
I do like week one, but I don't like week one when you're playing somebody with, 18 sectional titles under their belt, because they didn't win those titles because they're a bad football program. So, you know, everything we have done since the beginning of football is for Leroy. Mm-hmm. Everything we've done, yep. We have not looked at. We didn't do anything for all the teams we scrimmaged. We haven't done anything for block two. Everything we've done, but all the hours of practice has been for Leroy. So we'll see if it pays off tonight.
What are your goals this year? I know you normally have a priority list. I know the LCAA Division I is very important to you. You guys are the two-time defending LCAA Division I champs. You've never won the league three times in a row. You mentioned that this is a rebuilding year. What are the team goals for this year, Coach?
Well, the only reason why it's a rebuilding year is because the 39 players that have left our program. It shouldn't have been a rebuilding year, but for things out of my control, it is a really rebuilding year. Our goals are always the same. Win the first game, you know, and that's really important to get off to a good start, win the first game, and then be in a position to win the league.
Sure.
You know, whether you're in a position to tie, win it outright, or spoil it for somebody else. We want to be in that last week, make it exciting. You know, I really believe that the league is a thing that's, you know, fallen by the wayside because everybody is so keyed up about winning the sectionals. And that's great. It's great to win the sectionals. But league is where the pride comes from, because you play these people in every sport. I don't care what sport you're talking about. In the league, you play these people in all different sports, and you got bragging rights for 1 year when you win the league and win the game over them, because that's just the way it is in high school sports. So, you know, obviously, you know, we've got to win tonight and win the league, and we'll be all happy. And
as I mentioned, you are the two-time defending LCAA Division I champs. You've actually won 13 league games in a row. That's the third longest winning streak in the LCAA Division I since it started in 1998. The league has kind of changed, Coach. It used to be the Core 5. Letchworth Warsaw came into the league last year. They're out. Now Leroy and Kalemun Byron Bergen are in. So every one of your games is a league game. So now the gauntlet is even tougher because it's all 7 weeks. Give me your thoughts on winning the league and how much more difficult it is, because every game now is a league game. And the LCAA Division I always seems to be tough. Hornell, Livonia, then you throw in teams like Leroy and Kalemun, perennial powerhouses in Section 5.
Right, and you know, and I've been very upfront with our kids, and you know, we're realistic, and I told them, you know, the best team that has the most coming back, the most seniors coming back, most linemen coming back, is Livonia. So I'd rank them number one. Number two in our league, I would say, would be Hornell. This is their year. They beat us when they beat us 20-0 in the Super Bowl, and these kids were, you know, now these kids that got beat by them are juniors, but they have a lot coming back, and they're about to turn the corner and get their program back on straight. So I believe Hornell is number two. And three will be Cal Mom, and the only reason they're three is because they merged. They were a good football program by themselves, but now they've merged with Byron Burgeon. They brought in some good athletes, so I'd rank them three, and then Leroy. So, I mean, you know, and I just told our kids, we have got to be able to beat Leroy tonight because I ranked them fourth. And if you can't beat Leroy, guess what, boys? We're gonna take a few shots in the face.
Yeah.
So we've got to beat them tonight, and that'll show us what kind of football team we got. And if we're able to compete with the Bull of the Woods, Livonia and Hornell.
And before I cut you loose here, Coach, want to talk to you about the biggest news during the Rams offseason. This will be the final season on the grass here at Bath Haverling. You guys have played on this surface since 2002. You've obviously been very successful, but just want to get your thoughts. I know people have been very interested, eager to hear what Coach Wayne Carroll's thoughts are about being a turf team starting in 2017. I never thought I'd hear myself say that.
First of all, I'd just like to thank the community for voting that in, because it's not about a program getting turf, it's about a community getting turf. And all the kids that are going to grow up in this town are going to benefit from that turf. I don't care if you're in sports, you're in band, cheerleading, it doesn't matter. It's something for all these kids. And that's what I'm really excited, and I'm really thankful that the community voted that in, because it's just going to benefit the kids. And we're in a kid's business, and they're going to have a great experience on that turf, and every game, even the youth and the peewees, it's going to feel like big time playing on that turf. And when you got turf, you are a fan of it because you are practicing on it all the time. You know, so it's not going to be awkward when we go to other fields and play on turf. I mean, last year we took a ride every Wednesday to Corning. Thank God they let us use their turf, because it helped us through our playoff run. So, you know, we won't have to be getting on a bus in 2017 and, you know, going to Corning and mooching turf time off them. We'll have our own turf, and it'll be exciting for this community.
Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck out there tonight against the Leroy Owakin Knights as you start the road to a repeat in the LCAA Division I and in Section 5 Class C. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week at the Cohocton Sports Complex.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
That's been head coach Wayne Carroll in his 25th season at the helm, Bath Haverling 30th overall. We'll be back with more of the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show on Rams Radio 98.3 WVIN.